I'm going to do something different today. I'm going to be taking questions. I put out an anonymous link on my Twitter. I would add that link to the comment section of wherever this goes, Substack, YouTube, what else again, Spotify. We'd add that there as well, so you can ask questions. The first question is, I got this on Twitter, and if you're listening to me, the guy who asked this question, I couldn't give a direct answer, because I always say that nothing I say is financial advice, and I've placed that left, right, and center on this podcast. That's because I don't know your financial picture. I think that you also owe people a duty. If you tell them to buy stuff or buy an asset, stocks, crypto, whatever asset, if you tell them to buy things, then you kind of owe them a duty to tell them when to exit. And that's a lot of work. It's not what I want to do, really. At least it's not what I want to do for a lot of people. For family and friends, I can do that because it's easy to manage and all. So apologies if I sounded a bit cold. I just cannot give financial advice to anyone, literally, on Twitter, right? So the question is, which of the following stocks should I buy? NACO, ICO, Presco, IBTC. Here are my thoughts. They are all great companies, by the way. Even though if a company is not great, I don't think I will say this, so I don't get into trouble. But they are all great companies, on a serious note. NACO is great. They're all great. They're all doing well. Now, my problem with a lot of these companies is prices have gone up sharply in the last 1 year. I mean, if I take NACO, 2-3 months ago, I think NACO was around 40-something naira a share. As at when I checked on Friday, I am recording on the Saturday, stock market closes on Friday. As I when I checked, NACO was doing 65 or so. So it's done, what's that? Maybe is that 50-something%? So it's gone up sharply, right? And why? What drove this? I think it was sometime this year, last month, if I recall correctly. They came to the stock exchange, they essentially came out with really ambitious growth plans. So say, hey, we're going to grow our revenue by a huge amount in the next couple of years. Here's how we're going to do so. I have an article on it. I don't have it in front of me, but I'll probably drop it somewhere in the comment section, wherever you're listening. So you can just tweet at me or drop a question and I'll share the link. So they say, hey, we're going to do big numbers in the next couple of years. We're going to expand into new operations and all that. So stock kind of ran after that. I'm always very wary of telling people to, in fact, just generally technical analysis, which is you're looking at price movements. You don't want to buy anything when it's just moved up sharply. You want to kind of wait for the stock to either pull back or settle a bit. So from that angle, NACO is a no. Now, if you have maybe 5-10 year perspective, then you can say, hey, I think these guys are going to meet the goals they've set. So in that case, I shouldn't be bothered about today's price, you know, but I'd rather just wait and at least let me see their full year numbers. Let's see their Q1 numbers, and then you can then decide if you want to buy. So technical analysis tells me that, look, if a stock hits a high, it would retrace, meaning the price will come down a bit, and then you can then see whether to buy or not. Now for ICO is in the insurance space. insurance stocks, I think, are going to have a great 2025. Some of them, they really well run insurance stocks. Why do I say so? There is a bill currently in the National Assembly that requires them to raise capital and is making a couple of changes. If you are in the city of Lagos, as a friend of mine likes to call it, which is what it actually is, it's a city, you would have seen policemen checking for third party insurance, which you should have. I mean, if you drive a car, you should have, you should have insurance. There are people who drive cars with insurance. How they end up that way, I honestly do not know. It's really not pricey. I mean, if you can afford a car, you can afford third party insurance. It shouldn't be more than 15,000 naira. If you convert that to dollars, how much is that? That's about $10. And if you look at the value of whatever you're driving, $10 to insure a car that or vehicle that is worth maybe $1,000 to $2,000. It's not much anyway. So you get the drift, right? So insurance companies should have a pretty active year once if/when the capital base goes up and all that. So ICO as a company is also pretty well run. But insurance companies have one ish that I don't like, and that's because they are very careful firms. They have claims expenses. So someone hits your car, what do? You go to insurance company and say, hey, my car got hit. The insurance company would either take out the repairs of the car, is a write-off, get a new car, subject to terms and conditions. So that's an example of a claim. Now, for insurance companies, usually you'd find a lot of these expenses would come up or tend to see a spike in these expenses at the end of the audited financial year. So I'm always very wary about them, because even for life insurance companies, the trend I've seen, I'm not sure why, but I probably need to dig for that. Life insurance claims have gone up significantly, at least for most of the firms I've looked at this year. I don't know why. Are more people dying, or is something happening, or is there a change in structure? So you tend to have all those kind of surprises at the end of a company's financial year for insurance companies. So I would sit on the fence for them. But from a valuation perspective, ICO is trading at 4.6 times earnings. So what that means is that investors are willing to pay for 4.6 times higher than what the company is earning by, which isn't bad, because I looked at the numbers. Averagely, last 3-4 years, I think the company's been growing earnings around 30%. So you know, it makes sense. So it's a great stock, but I'm sitting on the fence to make sure that there are no shocks for ICO. Now, for Presco, which is the third firm, Presco is in a great space. Presco produces palm oil, and the stock is trading at an all-time high of around 760-something naira. I think that all things being equal, in the next two years tops, this company would join the 1,000 naira club. And so you're wondering, what is the 1,000 naira club? It's a select group of companies or stocks that are trading at over 1,000 naira a share. We have about two of them now. You have Seplat, that's an oil and gas company. Seplat should be doing over 5,000 naira a share. And then you have let me excuse my mind. what's it called again? You have Airtel Africa. Yeah, Airtel Africa is a bit over 2,000 naira share. So I suspect that Presco would join them next few years and all that. So they're doing good. And one thing I like about that space is that the profit margins are quite good. We don't have any imports of palm oils. A lot of the production is consumed, and that gives them an advantage of some sort. That's one. Two is palm oil is kind of indexed to the foreign markets. They do a bit of exports and all that. So whenever there's a movement in the exchange rate, they earn more naira from the dollar income they make. So the margins, profit margins in that space are pretty decent. I was looking at the numbers for Presco, and if my memory serves me correct, I had that somewhere in my notes. So the profit margin for the full year 2024 unaudited, meaning if you take January to December and put all those months together, for every 100 naira in revenue they made, roughly 50% was profit. And that is amazing. There are not many companies in Nigeria that have essentially half of their revenue as profit, right? Some people worry that, hey, when you start having imports in that space, margins will go down. But even if it goes down to what, 15-20%, I think if they can hold it there, it's fine. So it's a great company, it's not too expensive. I just would rather wait, like the previous two, let's see the audited numbers. A lot of people are hoping for a big dividend. Last year they paid a dividend of around 24.3 naira as final dividend. You have two types of dividends. So you have interim dividend. Interim dividend is paid before the audited numbers come out, usually every quarter or half year. And then you have final dividend, which is audited numbers out, then they pay that money. So as a whole, Presco paid 26.3 naira for the 2023 financial year, 2 naira interim, and 24.3 naira as final dividend. For 2024 full year unaudited, they have 104 naira in earnings. So people are wondering, how much would they pay? Would they pay 40 naira or 50 naira? Would they pay more? I think people are going to get a shocker, and they're not going to get paid as much as they are expecting. So in my view, I guess maybe they'll do 30-40 naira. If I see more, I would be pleasantly surprised. So great company, not expensive in my opinion. I just want to for the audited numbers. If people are disappointed, and I think they will be disappointed, then the price should come down a bit, and then maybe one can then enter. But yeah, it's not a bad firm. I'm waiting for when the audited numbers come down. Last stock, IBTC, Stanbic IBTC. I when I think of IBTC, I'm reminded of the Birdman, and Birdman is a rapper. So if you're hip hop head, you know who Birdman is. Young Money, Cash Money, or Cash Money Records, one time home to Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, Drake. I mean, those are Young Money guys. Anyway, that's hip hop. So there was an infamous interview he did where it's going on and felt like people need some respect on his name. I think you can say the same thing about Stanbic IBTC, because frankly speaking, this is an asset management firm and a pension fund administrator wrapped in the covers of a bank, right? So it's a holdco, holding company. I think a lot of people are looking at the if you really look at it from that perspective, it's a huge, large frame, right? It isn't expensive. Now, when you are valuing banking stocks, there is the price to book ratio. Typically, you want that figure to be less than one, right? For Stanbic IBTC, it's around 1.3 to 1.4, so it's not expensive, but it's not cheap rather, but it's a pretty decent valuation when you look at all dollar banking stocks. Nigerian banking stocks are dead cheap. Most of them are trading at a price to book ratio of what, maybe 0.7 0.2 0.5. so even for Stanbic, it's expensive, right? The only concerns I have, and just generally my concerns with that space, is it's rather simple. These firms have raised a huge amount of money. They're going to have to put that money to work. So everyone is raising trillions and trillions. You're going to have banks with trillions. Where's that money going to go to? Yeah, the banks will tell you some of it will go to loans, renovating branches, expansion, and all that. A lot of that money is still going to go back anyway to the government in the form of treasury bills and the likes. And so government will decide, you know what, you guys have lots of money. We don't want you to have money to speculate on the exchange rate. We're going to take that money from you. So from that angle, I'm just generally watching banks. Let's see how things shape. But it's a pretty decent stock. They pay dividends twice a year, which is good. So if someone who likes to have their cash, it's good. The other advantage they have is, like, so unlike some of the other banks in the space, they are not going to need to raise a huge amount. So that's good, because they don't have to issue a large amount of shares to raise money. So that's good for them. So that's a big advantage. And also, they are all pretty great stocks. I'm just sitting on the fence till I see audited full year numbers, and then I see how they perform, and just generally how they are. So I hope you found this useful. I hope this wasn't too long. If you have any questions, please feel free to send me an email. You can send an email to info@greenticketales.com, greenticketales.com. If that's too long, you can tweet at me. My Twitter handle is way shorter than the email address. It's Quansimodo on Twitter, now known as X. That is Quansimodo. Or you can drop a comment wherever you find this podcast. It should be up on Spotify and YouTube, my LinkedIn, Substack, and anywhere else I can get it up to. So I hope you found this useful. Again, remember, nothing I say is financial advice. These are my thoughts. My thoughts can change at any point in time. Have a great trading week ahead.